First Choice Deli, 1714 County Road 1, Dunedin, Florida.
Come see us for delicious homemade rotisserie chicken. It's $4.99 for half a chicken, and it's Grandma's secret recipe passed down from generation to generation. We also have made-to-order subs and sandwiches. Very delicious. Come see us at First Choice Deli, Dunedin, Florida. That's 1714 County Road 1.
Mr. Brian Cash Klein.
Another one in the books, Tom. Anyhow, how are you going, Mr. Mike from Cricketers? How does that better?
What's going on? Brian, right, how are you?
Good. We're going to play Satisfaction from the Rolling Stones in honor of Cricketers. I always say it wrong, but it's the best restaurant in town. It's at Curlew and Alternate 19, right behind the McDonald's. This is a good landmark. And this song is being dedicated to... What song, if you had to choose a song from the Rolling Stones, who would you have chose?
Any song from the Stones is good. This one is a good one. You picked it. Good Satisfaction.
Okay, so we're going to do this, and then we're going to ask Mike what makes him such a success. And the deal with Mike is wherever he goes is a success.
I can't get no.
Mike, I can't get no satisfaction.
There you go.
You know, he made the... There's codes and stuff in the radio world, right? And, like, there's signs you make to let people know. He made the letter sign C to me from the booth. Do you know what that means?
The letter C?
Like, sign? He did it with his hand. He made the C. And then what is a circle? Well, anyhow, a C is 30 seconds. Yeah. And, like, I didn't know all this stuff, right? And I just feel like, oh, okay, he does this C. And I'm like, okay, you know. Like, there's code because sometimes you don't talk. Because he can talk in my ear. But the old-fashioned way, before you could talk in someone's ear, they didn't have that technology. They had singles they gave to the people that were doing the radio. So now everybody knows the letter C represents 30 seconds until the song's over.
Well, if I ever become a radio DJ now, it's good to know.
Yeah, whatever. So I want... we're here to promote your restaurant, right? But do you mind if I talk about another, and just because you're in the industry?
Absolutely.
I knew that's what you would say. You know, just to go something with the purpose of life, you know? Something with that, too, I'd like to say. Like, you know, if you think of how do you know what your purpose in life was? You can use the tombstone theory, right? What do you want written on your tombstone? Do you want it that I made my restaurant successful and I made all the money? Or do you want it to be said that, hey, he helped others achieve their goals, so he achieved his? And just like you just said, absolutely. Anyhow, so we went to Dicey's last night, right? It's a new Italian restaurant. And we were the first customers, me and Tammy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like we got there at 4 o'clock, so it was kind of neat. And it was a neat thing. And I ordered meatballs. But anyhow, it's... Mike, he eats at your restaurant. That's why I think I can actually say that. Do you know Mike? He's the guy that had Paul's Shrimp House in Tarpon Springs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He eats at your restaurant with his mom. So,
well, there you go. I did not know that.
Yeah. So then, because his mom loves, you know, not to say he doesn't, but I'm just saying his mom loves your fish and chips.
And right now, if you want to go on Creative Loafy, you can vote for the best fish and chips.
Well, how do you do that?
You go on the Creative Loafing thing, like that.
Well,
online, you can vote for everybody. You can vote for your favorite restaurant, your favorite breakfast, best fish and chips. Cricketers just won Best British Pub in Tampa Bay Times 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
But I attribute that to my staff. My staff, my vendors, who buy top quality stuff, and I have great people to cook it and serve it. So probably that's the reason why we won it. I'm sure I have nothing to do with it.
Well, it just seems everywhere you go, you got like the Midas touch. Like nothing ever made it there at that location.
Well, we've been there 20 years.
Right. So, but I've been, you know what I mean? I've watched restaurants close, open up. Has it been that long? Wow.
Yeah, I think it was opened in 2000. Right around when I moved down here from the great city of Toronto.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's something.
My beloved Blue Jays.
Your beloved Blue, and then wouldn't you know it, they're in Dunedin. So,
yeah.
So was that part of why you moved to Dunedin? Did that have anything to?
No, they moved here in 78. They asked me to move down here to be in a liaison between the Canadian. No, I'm just kidding. They moved down here in 78, and I came here. I've been coming here since 1990. My parents were snowbirds here, so like many, that's what dropped me down here, and I moved here in 2000. So pretty much, I've been here 30 years.
Yes.
Off and on, but living here for 20.
Yeah, and it's cool when you know where you're going and you're not lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Took me a while.
Because I went back to New York and I got lost. I was like surprised. You know, anyhow. Can you go to Toronto and still know your way around?
Yeah, I just did it not a whole long while. I wish I could go right now. My folks, but Canada's a little bit different with this, how they're handling things. And, I'd have to quarantine for 14 days, and I wouldn't want to go put my parents through all that. My dad's going to be 92 next month, so I'll wait it out until we'll go in the new year.
Do you know how that works? Like, I hear that, like, when they say quarantine, what do you mean? Like, they say, like, when you go into New York right now, you got to quarantine before you go into New York.
Yeah, if they catch you on the streets, if you're driving an out-of-state car and they catch you, they're going to find you.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, how do they do that? Like, where do you stay for that 14 days?
Where you're supposed to give them an address and tell them where you're going to stay. But that is a hard one, where you're going to stay. I mean, you can't stay with family. bringing stuff to the family up there. I guess stay in the hotel, but it's going to be expensive hotel stay for 14 days.
Right. And I think it's hard to quarantine because I know a couple of people that said they were quarantined and they were out and about. So how are you quarantined? I'm under quarantine while they're meeting, talking to me at the store. I'm like, well, I guess maybe you have to get your essentials, I guess. But I would think quarantine, I'm thinking you can't leave your room.
I think it's more of a honor system kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think most people are unhonorable. How's that?
Mm-hmm. They are not?
They're not.
They are.
They're not. Because my friend, I know he says he's supposed to be under quarantine, and he's been going out. A friend of mine that I know. So,
well,
I mean,
don't be saying that on the radio.
Well, I didn't say who it was. But I'm just saying, okay, let's ask you, Mike. If it was a survey done, like, say, you know, they'll Gallup things, and someone asked, what percentage of the people do you think are living up to their quarantine where they don't go out for 14 days?
I'd like to believe that almost all of them are. The ones that I know that visit abroad in the beginning were quarantining. I really don't know anybody that's gone anywhere lately because you really can't go. Nobody really wants Americans in their country now. I mean, out of state people should be quarantined. But I know in the beginning there's friends of mine that were out of the country and they came and they quarantined for 14 days legitimately.
You know, okay. So, like for me, you know, I'm getting feedback in my ear. But the thing is that the thing that, you know what the definition of integrity is?
Integrity? No.
The definition of integrity is when no one's watching, you do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're talking about, right? Like, no one's watching, do the right thing.
Like Henry Ford once said, quality is doing the job right when no one's watching.
Right. There's four agreements. Do you mind me telling you this? Because it's really about Crooked Tears. But there are four agreements. They're from ancient Mayans from 3,000, 4,000 years ago. And they built all these temples, right? And they had four agreements. And one of the agreements was to be impeccable with your word. And then they show the guy when he's talking, like his mouth is closed. So the best way to be impeccable with your word is not to say nothing. Then the second one is don't take things personally, right? And what that means is someone throws arrows at you. So in that temple, there was arrows hitting the guy and the arrows were bouncing off him. And this is true. This is ancient Mayans, their temples that still survived. And then the third one was, what was the third one? Okay, do the most, when you're given a job, do the best you can at any given job. And I can't think of the fourth one. That could be a trivia question. Anybody knows the answer, call it in. But isn't that true, though, if someone attacks you and you just don't take it personal, because hurt people, they might just be hurting that day and you just don't take it personal. And then you get with that person the next day, they're a different person.
Yeah, what? But being mean or not nice to people is not an excuse on any day, no matter what.
I get that, but I'm talking about how you react to it.
Well, how you accept, how you react, you just take it. I mean, just take it and move on.
Yeah. So be impeccable with your word. Don't assume is the fourth one.
There you go. That's a good one, too.
Right, because I found that myself. It's called contempt prior to investigating. Like, I've done it, where I've yelled at someone for something that someone said to me. And then when I did some investigation, I found out the third party was lying to me. But by then, I already yelled at the person. So that's called contempt prior to investigating. So don't assume. So anyhow, I don't know how we got into that, because I just did. So tell us, what's going on with the fish and chips? Best in town? Tell us about the stuff you got on your menu.
I know you've been sending all this stuff. This is paint the town purple, this is Dunedin, for Alzheimer's. So starting today and tomorrow, all this weekend, Crickers will be donating 10% of our sales once again, like we did last year, to Alzheimer's, 10% of our This year we're doing all our fish and chips, which is our number one seller for the next 3 days. Come in, order an order of fish and chips, and we'll be donating 10% of the proceeds or the sales to the Paint the Town Purple Fund cause.
Yeah, do they really paint the town purple? I mean, do they really paint it purple?
I'm not sure. And then what else you got?
Or is that just a figure
of
speech?
Oh, it could be a figure of speech. No, that's their theme, because their color was purple for Alzheimer's. We also got, right now, my hometown country's favorite sport, and now Tampa's favorite sport. Tampa Bay Lightning are on right now, as you see. I don't know if you saw that marathon game the other day, five periods of overtime.
Wow, what a game that is. Is that a record? Is that a record?
Fourth longest game.
That would be five overtimes would be the fourth largest game?
Fourth longest, yeah. In 1933, I think Montreal Canadiens had a long one.
Wow.
But, yeah, that is on right now, 2 o'clock. Team 2. So we have the playoffs going on in the bubble in Toronto and Edmonton, Alberta.
Yeah, when they won the Stanley Cup, I was there, Mike, with...
So was I. At the very top of the building.
Well, we probably were there.
But I was in.
And you know who else was there? The lady from the steakhouse in Dunedin. But anyhow, I was at that game with the gentleman from Pelican Car Wash.
Okay, I just saw him, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, Pelican Car Wash. I saw the guy named Car
Wash. But what a game. Remember, it was 3-2, and the last 10 minutes of the game, it was all in the Lightning's end. And one time they hit the post. And our goalie, I forget his name, but our goalie really came through.
Bobby Boulin.
Unbelievable. What a game. So, anyhow, I was that just show you. And I went all to the hockey games, too, just for people that are interested.
Well, you're a New Yorker.
Yeah, I went to the New York Islanders. Yeah.
Yeah, New Rangers are not, but your Islanders are.
Right.
So we got that going on. We got,
and do you know how I got into... Yeah, so what a game.
We got Beat the Heat specials going on every day. So I'll have half off appetizer. It's something I've been doing for the last 10 years. Big happy hour and about 10 of our appetizers are more popular. They're all half price. It does actually very well, extremely well. There's kind of two actually very beneficial that's going on. And that's going on right now with all the sports. And we'll see what's going on with football. If they're going to play, I know there won't be any college.
No, there is going to be college. No, they switched that. Three of the packs are going to go forward. Two decided not. Yeah, there'll be college football. Yes. You know, my stepson, well, I consider him my stepson, but he's, you know, whatever. He's just someone, he's 18 years old, and he's going to play soccer, and they're going to play soccer this year, but there's going to be no fans. He got a scholarship to be a goalie. His name is Jacoby, and he's leaving Friday for college. So that's kind of neat. So is there going to be soccer? I think there's going to be soccer. There's going to be football. Three of the college teams are going to have it. And what is the status of professional football right now?
There it goes. I think the Redskins said yesterday that they're not going to have fans, but some teams are thinking of having limited fans. We're just going to have to play it out.
And just, I hate to put you on the spot. They say never ask a question if you don't know the answer to it. But what's the status of the coronavirus in Florida? Do you know that?
It's still not good. So the death rate's kind of high, I'm assuming. I'll be honest. I kind of tuned out for a little while. But I stay on top of it as far as what I need to stay on top of. You know, cricketers is all about social distancing. I've actually removed furniture. I didn't put X out of tables. I took tables and chairs out, spaced it all out. We sanitized the restaurant 5 or 6 times a day. Sanitized every table after guests leave. Everyone's wearing masks. Cooks are wearing gloves and masks. I mean, we're doing the best we can. I think the rate's down to, 5,000 cases a day, the last time I checked. I know they're debating about opening the schools. Governor just said something a little while ago on TV that he's relating, comparing the opening of Florida schools to something about the Bin Laden. Catching Bin Laden.
Yeah, you know, with the schools, so far, from 0 to 17 years old, 86 children have died. And the way you say it, too, is if you mean it from your heart, one child is too many, right?
Yeah.
But from January, February, March, April, May, June, 7 months, right? An average of under two children died. Under two, because if you divide 50 into 86, an average of under two children have died in 7 months from the coronavirus.
There's no question. It's not good. You can debate how the numbers are counted or whatever, but it is legit. And
no,
a
it
lot
is.
Of people have died, and it's unfortunate.
Right, but
and it's affecting young and old. So
no, I know.
You can say what you want, but I'm in a Lowe's store right now, and I'm wearing my mask because, to be honest with you, I'm 51. And sometimes I let myself slide a little bit. I put a couple extra pounds on, and I don't want to get it. I mean, I'm going to go eventually. But I not want to go right now.
Right.
I want to stick around here a little bit longer. So I just do what I can.
Just have faith in God, right? God's going to protect you, right?
And just I'm not an expert. I chose to run Christmas. I didn't go to med school. I'm not a doctor. I don't claim to be. Just do the right thing. Protect yourself. Protect your family. And hopefully they... I mean, the good thing is, back in April, we were doing takeout and stuff, and our restaurant was closed to the public. Today,
okay.
The Russians are already vaccinating our people. We have four or five other drug companies that are in advanced stages and four of releasing a drug. So there's a good sign that things are looking towards coming to, finding something for this thing. Whereas back in April, we had no idea what was going on. The Dunedin Causeway was closed.
Right.
The beaches were closed. The hotels were closed. Nobody knew anything was going on.
Right. And what we got to hope for is a vaccine, right? And the therapeutics.
And you see that is coming now. So.
Yeah. Everything's going to be okay.
This too shall pass. It's going to be a while, but it's going to.
Yes. And then just turn to God. Trust that God's going to protect you. Right? That really is the answer. Trust God. Yeah. And then look,
all you can do is control what you do in your local around you, your surroundings, and that's why back to your thing about quarantine. If you did go somewhere, if you were in Miami or Southern California, just do the right thing when you get back.
Always in everything in life. When they say to you, like if I said to you, Mike, what should you do, right? In life, what should you do? Like with this situation you're in, what should you do? You know what you say? Do the next right thing. And then what you do after that is do the next right thing. And if you keep just doing the next right thing, that's all you can do. And then leave the results now to God, though. Doesn't mean that you don't row the boat. But the results you leave to God and have faith and smile and be happy, because if you smile and be happy, you're not stressed out. And by smiling and being happy, by your actions, you're showing that you trust God. So just smile and action, even though things are tight, things are stressful, things are going whatever, you're in a pandemic situation, because you're smiling because you trust in God. But you also need to do the next right thing and put effort in. In other words, you're in the effort department, but God's in the result department. Make sense?
I agree with you 100% on that.
Okay, so we're going to give us a song. We're going to, in closing, you can say what you want, and then we're going to play another Rolling Stone song.
I say stay safe, everybody, and it's good to hear from you. I haven't seen you in a while.
And what song should we play?
From who?
Whatever you want. The Beatles? Yeah, the Beatles.
The Beatles? I can't. We do our British Invasion. We have the Beatles band that plays the Rolling Stones.
It's in honor of Crooked Tears.
Start Me Up.
Start Me Up. You know, I remember when that song came on. Just stay on for a little bit and listen to it. And then we actually have the gentleman. He's friends of the Scouting, right? The Boy Scouts. And like he's the number one guy there, and he's going to be on the air. So it's good. After you, Mike.
I'll be listening.
Okay, great. And then we're going to do, okay, go ahead, start me up in honor of Cricketers. They're right there at Alternate 19 in Curlew. They're British. If you want British food, there's Britain and Dunedin at Cricketers. Okay. Well, there you go. So what we're going to do also is Gary's on the line. Gary's there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, thank you, buddy. And we got a good cleaning service in the house. Did you guys want to come in? Yes. Also, I want to wait for them to get in because we're going to make a major announcement. Our client, well, actually, we should allow these guys to get a shot at winning. What do you think? Gary, you want a shot at winning $250?
Sure.
Okay.
So this is Jade and this is Emerald.
Oh, beautiful.
Right. Very nice. Very nice name.
Very classy. Classy Thank ladies. You. I got a lot of class, but it's all low. But I got it. But anyhow, we're going to, our friend Alty at Bros Pizza, he's right there at Starkey Road and East Bay. And he has two locations. Mm-hmm. He just had a baby like three Aww. Days ago. Well, not him, his wife.
Yeah.
Okay. And we did a contest where Christy from Fantastic Sam's in Dunedin won.
Wow.
But we're going to give you guys an opportunity to win
$250. Oh, nice.
Nice.
Okay. So all you got to do is guess the weight of the baby. Do you want to go first, Gary, or let the ladies go?
7 pounds, 6 ounces.
Okay.
Was she full term?
Yes.
Okay.
Was she huge? Like the one
that Oh, no question, Tanya.
I am going to say 7-Eleven.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm going to say 8 pounds, 9 ounces.
Oh, my God.
You are so close.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking 8-7.
Wow, you came so close. I almost said you can go 1/10 of the way either way. I'm so glad I didn't do that. You know, because that's plenty coming out of my pocket.
Yeah. No.
So, Tom, it was 8 pounds, 10 ounces.
Wow.
Wow. Close.
When I heard her say 8, my So what do you think of that, Gary? Huh? She came close.
And his yes, name sure is did. Oliver.
Aww. And the baby's name is Oliver. He's in the doctor's office right now, right?
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a boy.
He's a boy.
Aww. Do he need a godmother?
Yeah. Oh, and Alty's something special too. Aww. He is. He fed. I was going to mention. I was getting you to go up. He was feeding his wife lasagna.
Oh,
nice.
See, I wish I would have known that.
Yeah. That was good questions, though.
Yeah.
You know, they say contempt prior to investigating. Mm-hmm. Can't say that with you. So anyhow, Gary's on the line. He works with the Boy Scouts, and what he does for the Boy Scouts is so amazing. And other organizations. I always stress the Boy Scouts, but he reminds me he does a lot of stuff. Wow. So Gary, tell us what you do, and pick a song too, Gary. Too. Can you pick the song?
I can't get no satisfaction.
We already did that. Maybe that's why.
Oh, you did it? Oh man.
Yeah, we did. Can't get no satisfaction and Start Me Up. We already did those two.
Okay, good.
But it's either. Oh, you have a baby song? Can you want to play it now? Is that all right, Gary?
Sure.
Oh, you got to put your headset on. Doing the E&E thing again. Like, we want people to, we're having so much fun with it.
Trying to get people to think
of us. Okay, but then also, too. Right.
Look at my belly, it is amazing.
I've never heard this song before. But the melody I've heard.
Well, there you go. So, Gary, you know, there's a new future Boy Scout.
There you go. Right? I like it.
Right? Yeah. And then it's Cub Scout, then Boy Scout, right?
Yeah.
Do you deal with the Cub Scouts, too?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I notice, like, with kids, too, it's just like with adults, too. You can look at it this way. It's kind of hard. But you see, you talk to a kid, they watch Blue Cues, right?
Blue's Clues?
Okay, whatever. Whatever. And then, I didn't mean that, whatever. But and then they go on to, like, say, Nickelodeon. No, what
Nickelodeon?
Are they?
Nickelodeon?
No, they go on, what would be next? Would be Nickelodeon, the cartoons?
Nick at Night?
Nick at Night.
Yes.
And then they go on to Disney World as they get a little older, right?
Yes.
Is there something in between Disney World and Nickelodeon?
Well, I was going to say, like Barney before it comes. Like.
Yeah. So you watch that. That's what I'm saying, Gary. Because what he deals is with so many different children, right? He watches the children grow up, wow. Right? Right in front of your eyes, right, Gary?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's kind of a neat thing. And then you got to talk to them at their level.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why when I talk to you people, I try to dumb myself down. See, that's it. You can see in a political ad, if I ran for office, how they can use stuff as a joke against
you.
Yeah, yes. So that's why politicians are better off not telling jokes. So what you do, Gary, is just amazing. You watch children grow
that's
up.
That's awesome.
And then if you look at the Eagle Scouts, if people knew this, like, if you're bit by a dog when you're 5 years old, right? And then you're an adult. You forget that you were bit by a dog at 5 years old. Mm. But as an adult, you're scared of dogs and you just don't know why.
Yes.
A lot of who we are comes to our childhood, right? I can go to your childhood, and you allowed me to ask you questions, and a lot will be the patterns of what set you for today.
Yeah, you're right.
Right? So what Gary does there is he gives these children an opportunity to go camp and do all these wonderful things and learn discipline, learn integrity, mm-hmm. learn honor. Am I right, Gary?
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay. Number one, behind your head is a sign that says Friends of Scouting. Donate now. Oh, no. And then it's got a website. I don't know whether people can see it or not, but there's a website there.
There is. Can you see it?
Yeah.
I was thinking next time what we'll do is we'll have it set up to where we have it taped higher, so this way my head's not blocking it.
No, you're not blocking it.
I'm not?
You're all right.
I got a big head.
Okay, so that says TampaBayScouting.org/support/friends-of-scouting.
Wow. Good. Good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't
care. So they go to that, they can donate. What are we asking money for? That's the point.
Right.
Right? What is the point? The point is that I have 2,200 kids underneath me in Pinellas County.
Wow. It's a lot of...
Some of these...
A lot of souls. A
lot of souls. And some of these kids come from families that are not too well off. And what I do is I sponsor those kids. Mm-hmm. They come from single-parent families, foster kids, adopted kids, that kind of thing. And I sponsor them in scouting so that they can participate. And last year we did 400. This year I'm going for 500 kids.
Wow.
Okay.
And what that means is we pull them out of their situation and get them in a group that's going to change their life forever.
Call the office and tell the lady.
And this gives them opportunities. I don't know if you know this, but when they get to Eagle Scout, there's over 100 scholarships that they can get and that are offered to Eagle Scouts in America. And so when we get them to that level, college scholarships. Okay?
Wow.
But in the meantime, just every day-to-day life, they learn how to survive. And that's what's important.
A code, right?
Yeah.
You know, like a code, right? A code in life could be love and tolerance. Just think of that. Where love is, God is, right? Because it's the opposite of harming someone, too, if you think about it. What does it mean to harm someone? But what does it mean to love someone, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. So love is where God is. And you're teaching them love, and you're teaching them tolerance. In other words, pause when agitated. That's something that the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts teach you is you don't have to react, right? You what you do is you pause, take a breath even. Sometimes just remember to breathe. How's that?
Yes.
Just remember to breathe. And all these things you learn in the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts of how not to add a log to the fire. Like think if you have a fire. If there's an argument, you can either add a log or take a log off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So many good things. Can you tell me, Gary, the percentage of CEOs in Fortune 500 companies that were Boy Scouts? I mean, Eagle Scouts.
420.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
That's impressive.
Yeah, and you know what that is? Impressive, the word you use there is impressive is to put on your resume, I was an Eagle Scout. Forget about it. Forget about it. Because if you become an Eagle Scout, you did a lot of stuff to learn and also to learn discipline, to learn integrity, to learn courage, to have hope, to be honest. These are good principles, and actually I would call them spiritual principles to live by.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, you know the astronauts that just came back from the space station?
Yes.
Yeah. Those two guys?
Yeah.
Well, the astronaut corps, more than 20% of them were Eagle Scouts.
Wow.
And all of the ones that landed on the moon on the first mission were Eagle Scouts.
Wow.
Yes. And their landing module. Remember the Eagle has landed?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's why it was called the Eagle.
See? That's good stuff, Gary.
That is.
You should have came here, Gary. We have homemade meatballs. Right, girls?
Right.
We have a big Greek salad, and we have homemade lasagna. Mm-mm. We have pizza. Mm. Right? We're right. Eating good over here, Gary.
Yeah, I can see. And
I resemble that remark.
No, I mean, I could see you got a plate right there on the table.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You watching us on YouTube?
Yes, I am.
All right. Good job. Can you do me a favor? Can you help me interview these young ladies here?
Sure.
And I'll leave it. I'll give you some of the questions they said to ask. Where do you see your business in 2 years? You know, it was like Joe Biden yesterday. He was reading his thing. He couldn't even hold a conversation. I'm not for Joe Biden or against Joe Biden because I don't get into politics. But he's sitting there reading his thing to the lady. And did everybody catch that? Like, he's like, what's her name? Harris?
I tell you what, let's get rid of that.
No, I'm just saying, because usually, do you see, like, when I've been saying everything, did I have any papers in front of me?
I don't know.
Well, you see, you're here. What do you mean you don't know? You got eyes.
Get rid of the paper.
No, that's okay. I think it's cool that we have a direction. But, like, one of the things they want, Gary. Okay, Gary, I'm just going to tell you some of the questions, and then you take over the interview.
Okay.
Do you? Yes, I do, in the morning. Okay, that's what it says. Do you do?
Oh, boy.
Do you do
COVID cleaning,
yes. Oh, you. That's right. It's about you, not me. Okay.
Us. Yeah.
Yes. Are you us? I'm sorry.
No problem.
Okay. Are you hiring? Cleaning your passion?
It's cleaning your
What's
passion.
The price? You know what? If you don't get someone to ask you the price, they're not interested.
Right.
Guess how you can tell. Mm-hmm. They say, I'll get back with you later, and they never even ask you the price. They're not really interested. Not to say.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that is true, right? And then what's basic cleaning and deep cleaning? Okay, Gary, you're being evaluated by a team of judges of 100 people. You up to the task, Gary?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, go ahead.
Hi, Gary.
Hi. So you guys do cleaning, is that it?
Yes, no. We also do pressure washing of garages decks. And we also do carpet cleaning as well, and basic cleaning and deep cleaning.
That's quite a job.
Yeah, yes. I love it.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. Is it primarily homes or businesses, or what do you do?
We do residential and business.
Mm-hmm.
We've done both in the past, but right now it's primarily residential.
Okay. Are you disinfecting the carpets these days, or how are you doing that?
Disinfecting carpet, yes. We have a steamer that it depends on what the customer wants, because we can steam your carpet, you know. And with steam, of course, that disinfects everything, right?
Right.
Right. So it just depends on the customer.
Oh, okay. And then do you like draperies and stuff like that? Do you do that too?
No, we currently do not.
Okay. So, the thing that I'm having a difficulty with right now in some of our areas is we've got to do deep cleaning because of the COVID crisis.
Yes.
And we have, I have a big dining room out of Camp Sewell, which is about 7 miles away from where you're sitting right now.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to have events there, we have to do a complete disinfection of the dining room.
Do you know what that entails?
Hmm?
Because you can deep clean anything. That doesn't mean that you're sanitizing. The reason why I say that, according to CDC guidelines, is, you know, when you're sanitizing, you have to, say if you got a counter or whatnot, you have to wash it first with soap and water. And you let that sit for about
15 minutes or so.
No, 30 seconds. And then you disinfect and you let that sit about 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anybody can say they deep clean. That don't mean that you're sanitized.
Right. Yeah, because that's what we're interested in. That's what we got the problem with right now, is making sure that everything is sanitized.
Yeah, you want to also do focus on high touch areas, you know, and that's what we focus on. Before we got certified, we had to turn a lot of clients away because we just didn't know what to do going into the houses, you know, how we could help, you know. Mm-hmm. And that broke our hearts. And we was like, okay, what can we do? What can we do? So we went online, and they actually had provide training online.
For the COVID-19
For the court, yeah, and it's free.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, that's one of the problems I was facing with our camps and stuff.
Right. Right.
It's just getting everything sanitized. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We do the toilets and stuff like that, but mm-hmm. the main area where we meet, we actually can't have too many people in there because of the yeah. fact that it's enclosed.
Yes.
And it has a ventilator.
Yes.
You know, like the ventilation?
Yes.
And so they're real fussy about that because that circulates the air.
Yes. Yeah.
And one of the things with COVID is it's an mm-hmm. airborne thing.
Yeah, yes. You have to wait 24 hours, and you can't go in without air conditioning being on, you know, and stuff like that, yeah.
Making sure you have the proper PPE as well
mm-hmm.
For those type of things. And so the first thing that you do is make sure that your ventilation system is disabled before you can even start cleaning. You have to open all windows, make sure that you get fresh air in there, and we work uh-huh. from there.
Wow. It's incredible. So after you do the cleaning, then do you air it out again, or do you close it up again?
I think pretty much after the cleaning's done, you're basically you're basically sanitized. And I think it's, as long as you're not using no real harsh chemicals, it's safe to say you can close everything up.
Yes.
Right. Right. Well, that's interesting because I'm having to do all of this on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You know, like we have a fog that we put into the spaces called D7,
wow.
and it sanitizes all of the interior spaces, but you've got to do all the cleaning on the surfaces first mm-hmm. before you do the fogging.
Yes.
Right? Because otherwise it lodges in the dirt.
Is that the one that you have to be out and I think it's set on a timer for like 30 to 2 hours?
It's actually about 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then you have to open up the room for yes. another 15 minutes
yes.
so that it dissipates. And then you go back in and you wipe everything down because it'll make the surfaces sticky.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm very familiar with that. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But it kills everything.
I wanted to actually get one of those. Get something like that for my house.
There you go. And then there's a guy that was, you know, I invested a few dollars. It's not come through yet. We're in the manufacturing stages of it. And it's a filter mm-hmm. that you put in your air conditioning unit. And it somehow,
really?
It's been around for a while, but he has it where when the air circulates through the filter, that it's electric, it's you plug it into the wall. Mm-hmm. So there's like a wire that comes out of the filter and it puts out electricity. Mm-hmm. And this electricity, and I can't make this claim, but this is what he says. He's a scientist. He says it kills the coronavirus.
Wow.
And it's an electrical air filter for your air conditioner.
Hmm. I'll be darned.
And like he can't.
That's good.
But he's like, he has patents and he really believes this. But you can't make the claim because it hasn't been proven.
Yes.
Right.
So anyhow, real quick, I wanted to, is this going good, guys? Everything?
Yes, great.
Yeah, I got Oscar on the line from our place. How are you, buddy?
Hey, man, how are you doing?
You got new hours? Someone was asking me, the hours, when will the hours change? This used to be a 24-hour diner.
Mm. This was used to be a 24-hour
7 days a week. Yeah. Yeah.
Correct.
Everything's changed.
We are open from 7 to 9 every day.
Right. Our place in Dunedin. And you guys have won a lot of awards, too.
We have. Yeah, we have the TripAdvisor Certificate of Excellence from 2006 17, 18, 19, and hopefully this year too.
Wow.
Well, that's a pretty good claim to say.
I need to come eat.
Yes. They really do. Like, that's a picture of one of their sandwiches.
Oh,
my
yep.
God. You know, the best corned beef sandwich I ever had, though, was at Cricketers, myself.
Okay.
And it's not your restaurant, but I'm just saying to you. When I looked at that, I wonder what that is. What does that look like to you? What type of sandwich?
A Cuban sandwich. No, because the bread is different. But it looked like it got chicken on it, some tomato, like a chicken club sandwich.
A chicken club.
Am I saying it right?
Yeah, let's go around the room here and ask what this thing. This is our place in Dunedin.
Chicken club.
Yeah, and they have.
Okay, I was right.
Yeah,
see
right.
That? It's a good thing I didn't give away money.
I know. I was just thinking that.
I can't forget that.
8.9. I came so close.
I was just going to say it's too late because now he's got a little hint there. So I can't offer it to him.
Yeah.
But you know what I could do is offer you $10. You ready, Oscar?
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend at Bros Pizza had a baby, and this is our place in Dunedin. Did I say our place? Not my place, not your place, but...
Our place.
Our place in Dunedin. Guess the weight of Alty's baby. The baby's name is Oliver. If you guess the weight of the baby, you win
$10. All righty, it's going to be... 5 pounds, 4 ounces.
Oh, wow. That's a baby. Holy shit. That's it. That was born in a death camp somewhere. They don't feed the baby. I should have given you a little hint. It's in by an Italian restaurant. He fed his wife meatballs and lasagna. No, 8 pounds, 10 ounces.
8 pounds, 10 ounces. Oh, no. That was wrong.
No. But our place.
Yeah, our place, locating in Main Street.
You know, I say this, right, because now you can see it. Like Tom can say, who do I say I respect the most in business as an owner? And it's Greg and Jay at our place.
Yeah.
Such arm. You know, we were just saying what the definition of integrity is. Do you know what the definition is?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Why are you going to put me in a spot?
The definition...
Don't do that.
The definition of integrity, though, is when you do the right thing and no one's watching.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? That is Greg and Jay.
Yeah.
Anyhow, awesome. Gotta go. My friend, next time we'll get you on a little more time. In closing, what would you like to say?
Yes. Just call Jada's Premium Quality Cleaning. The number is 813-507-9525. And also, you can go on to the website, jadespremiumqualitycleaning.com.
Gary, what's going on? Give us a closing.
Okay, so I've got tampabayscouting.org/support/friends-of-scouting.
A lot of dashes there. You know, the most important dash is on your tombstone. It represents the journey of your life.
Right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everybody.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.